Don't say nothing crazy because I do not want to edit this.
Okay.
We gotta get it together. Did you have your little stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
You had more stuff than me, it seems like.
I'm on vacation. And you know what, y'all? I had a plan because I was like, I don't want to have these episodes not be in a good, timely order. So I was like, okay, bet. I'm gonna record at the Golden Girls Kitchen, you feel me? And then I'm gonna use that episode. But they canceled that shit.
Damn, they did. They canceled the fuck out of that. That's
We
fucked
ain't get to do it. But we still got our money, so that's fine. So hopefully we get to do the second one. It wasn't 'cause of us
Never because of us. They live for us.
though. Who doesn't? But
Okay.
yeah, what is this? Oh, this is the podcast. We've had some stuff this time because I'm on vacation. But I
Mary
was
had
like, you
more
know
stuff
what?
than me, of
Since
course.
that didn't work out and I don't feel like editing those other episodes because I'm on vacation, I don't know if I mentioned that. I was like, let's just record something real quick for the people.
You like my hair? I got my hair retwisted today. You like my little pigtail? I
That
look
is
real.
really interesting.
Everybody's so creative. Don't you say that? Don't you say
Look how differently different that looks. See how that
it.
looked like you probably shouldn't have did that, but you did.
Wow. Wow.
That's real nice.
Good
It
night.
makes you look very
Anywho,
young.
I look 12, don't
Like
I?
you finna play hopscotch.
Okay, it's giving schoolgirl. I'm finna go put on my schoolgirl
Not
outfit.
appropriate. You should work for
Oh,
Perverted Justice as a decoy.
I don't look that young.
Sure, well, maybe your body is a little
Okay,
not young.
that's a thick, that'll be a thick ass 12-year-old.
Just stand behind a bookshelf the whole time.
Yeah, like how they be trying to disguise the pregnant people when they be recording sitcoms. Oh, okay. And then here come Chris Hansen clotheslining their ass.
Yeah, that would
I
be
used to watch
interesting.
To Catch a Predator. That was some
That
wild
was my
shit.
shit, but it got
I
canceled
used to watch
because
it.
somebody went in their house and killed himself because they got caught.
But that's not the Catch a Predator fault. You only
Right. You.
feel sad because you got caught. You wouldn't
Right.
have been sad if you wouldn't have got caught. You
Exactly.
embarrassed.
And then his family
So wait.
sued.
Damn, you made me forget what I was gonna say. I was gonna say, okay, before we get into the episode, okay, there we go. Do
Do
you
I?
have like a deep dark secret that somebody could blackmail you for?
Does it count if nobody knows it but me?
Yes.
Then yes.
See, that's the thing. And here I go on my soapbox. I am in a place in my life where I have accepted any and everything that I have done already. So can't nobody embarrass me. Like it's nothing you could be like, if you don't, whatever, I'm gonna tell that you blah blah blah. Okay, tell. Like, okay, like it's nothing that somebody, I don't feel, like I've accepted everything that I've done in my life. So it is what it is. There you can't, I don't feel embarrassed about anything because I've accepted it all. So there's nothing anybody can do to blackmail me because I'm gonna
Well,
save
I
you a
didn't
lot of
say that
pain.
I would pay the blackmail. I just said I have something blackmail worthy, but I already have my backup stories ready for anything that could go down. So I ain't even gotta pay for
See, I
nothing.
don't even do all that. It ain't nothing nobody could be like, do this right now. I'm gonna tell that you did blah blah
And I would be
blah.
like,
Okay,
oh, but see, the
tell.
reason that's like that is because of this, and it ain't got nothing to do with
No,
me.
I just be like,
So.
okay, tell. I'd be a terrible person to try to extort money from because I don't care. It is what it is. It was what it was. I did what I did. I do what I does. So.
And if anybody threatened me, I'd have them eliminated.
Golden Girls and Golden Palace podcast and the first Golden Girls for Golden Palace podcast with
Bam,
Black
bam, bam,
host.
bam.
And seen it's Chicago. And seen on the Associated Press, Yahoo, USA Today, what's the conference called? Come on. The
Oh,
conference
Golden
you just went
Card,
to.
Con, Golden Con.
GoldenCon 2022 and
Yeah.
GoldenCon 2023. It is me, Kay, along with my co-host, Barrett. I thought you were gonna say your own name.
But not at Golden Girls Kitchen. You didn't see us there. Not yet. You
no,
will.
I said the Golden Con.
Yeah. I'm adding that in there. July 19th. Okay. Damn, I'm thirsty than a motherfucker. Shit.
Me too. God, and I drank out my Pepsi. All right, so today, everyone, we're going to be reviewing the Big Daddy episode from season one. Daddy. Episode 24, where we first meet Blanche's father,
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
Yeah, that's the shit right there. So what is... So I'm always afraid that I'm going to forget which computer I'm on when I'm, like, zooted. Like, between my work one and my personal one, because they're the same kind of computer. So one way I have to distinguish, I have my... What is this? This little bar that's on the side. What is that called? The docking station or something? Yeah. Whatever that shit is. Y'all know what it is. Hell.
The docking station.
Yeah, that. I have it on the left side for my personal computer and the right side for my work one. So if I see it on the other side, I'm like, oh, wrong computer. That's a simple way to do that.
Okay.
And then my work computer has a sticker of Oreo. And my personal one has Blanche and Rose. And I sell stickers, y'all. Y'all love favoriting that shit on Etsy, which is nice, but that doesn't really generate any income. So a purchase would be perfectly...
Very nice stickers.
Accepted.
Very nice.
Thanks. And I always have good little promos and stuff, you know. I still be getting paid this. But
they remind you of the stickers that you used to go to as a kid. And you have to put your quarters in and slide it in and slide it out. You get all the shiny stickers and the, you know, bedazzled stickers.
I like the bubbles that stuff came in.
And
the different shapes and stuff. Okay, everybody. And hey, shout out to y'all. You know who you are. I'm coming to you live from where I'm at.
Okay.
It's this lady that says that. I don't even know who she is.
I'm coming to you live from where I'm at.
Yes, but I follow her on Facebook. And she goes to chemo a lot, and she always dresses up like she's going to church, and everything is always matched down and a different wig and hat and gloves and all that. And then she'll go live, and she'll be like, hey, what's up, y'all? I'm coming to you live from where I'm at. And I really like that, so I'm going to just co-opt that real quick. Thank you. Shout out to you. What is this? Oh, so good we named it. Let's get serious. Yes, because people are paying good money to listen to this. So I rarely watch this episode. I don't know why, because I think it's funny. And actually, when I went to play it, it was almost over already. But I feel like I must have been looking for a specific scene, because I do not remember watching it anytime recently. But Sophia loves making Dorothy taste nasty stuff as soon as she comes into the kitchen in the morning. You think she would learn her lesson, you know? It's like Tom and Jerry. How many times does it have to happen before you realize she's going to say something spoiled or say bring to a near boil perfect? Or then when Dorothy reversed it, she's like, oh, my, taste this. And Sophia, is that Dreyfus?
Yeah.
And Sophia was like, what'd she say? Boy, can I tell a story. She said, what am I even talking about? Damn. What am I talking about?
I don't know.
Okay, I know. She says, yeah. She's like, I'm trying a new recipe. She says, just a drop more disinfected. Sophia was being extra bitchy this episode.
Was she?
She was, and Sarah and Lauren from Enough Wicker, they've been talking about how mean Sophia got in season 7. So if she was mean like this in season 1, what the fuck was she doing in season 7? But I feel like later on, I guess they kind of talk about that.
I didn't think she was extra mean. I thought it was her just being her.
But like, she was not nice at all the entire time to anybody.
I mean, she'll never be nice. She just be Sophia.
Usually a little neutral.
Hell no, she don't.
Well, I think in season 7 she just does stuff for fun, which I guess is the more cruel thing to
Yeah.
do. But the way she kept saying Big Daddy, audience was really tickled at that. And how many mansions does Blanche's family have? Because it's Hollingsworth Manor, Twin Oaks, and then wherever Lucas lived, I forgot where what that was. I wish my house had a name.
I know I want to name my house. When I move to Texas and we get a house, I want a big old house and I'm gonna name it. I don't know, Kay's Castle, but I want to name it something like something else.
What
I don't
about
want
the
it to
rest of
just be
them?
like Kay's
It just be
Castle.
old castle?
Well, yes.
Oh, you cause you
I
the
mean it's
queen?
everybody's castle, but I'm just saying like I want to call it the something, you know, like the
What would you call this house?
what house?
Where you live in now?
I don't know. Let me get back to you on
Myrtle. It looks like a
that.
Myrtle.
Why Myrtle?
It just that's what it looks like. Reminds me of
And
somebody's grandmama.
my house?
Yeah.
How?
You'd be having potpourri sitting out and a dish with hard
Potpourri?
candy.
I don't have no potpourri out of my house.
I don't know about that. And she got one of them furry toilet seat covers.
No, the hell I don't. Now you're just making stuff up.
And she got a little thing with some ceramic fruit on her coffee table.
No, I don't. I don't even have a coffee table. Like, you're just literally making things up.
Who y'all gonna believe?
The person who lives here, you've been over my house enough to know that you're making that shit up.
So now I'm a liar.
Yes.
I feel a defamation suit coming on. But okay. I already
Okay.
was at court today.
Who?
I was at court filing charges against you today. Look, see.
I'd like to present
No.
into evidence Exhibit A. Kate owes me my money, okay? So, I rest my case.
Derek,
Yeah.
please.
See that?
Why are you doing
I was in court today. You're gonna find it when you get your
this?
subpoena. What if they can't catch you when they're trying to serve you with papers? Like, then you could just dodge them forever. They ain't that slick.
Well, they enter it in, they enter a default judgment if you keep
Then what's the
dodging.
point of even issuing it if they can just default it?
Because they want to give you a chance to respond.
I would like to have that job, but I would do it in different ways, you know, like a
Like
singing
what?
telegram or something,
So they'd be like, yeah, I'm them. A
just
singing telegram.
different things like that. Or pretend to mug somebody and then be like, just kidding. And be like, see, could be worse. You could be getting mugged. That would
As you get your ass whooped.
be fun. They might like it. Everybody, thumbs up if you would like that show. Thumbs up. Maybe you're not. I'm always live, baby. All the way live.
You should have went live on Twitter or whatever
They don't need
with
to
this.
see me like this. I look like I'm in the turtle club.
Oh, turtle. Are you
Okay.
turtle enough for the
I'm too turtle, okay? I'm
turtle
turtle turd, baby. All day. The shell you mean. But anyway. Anywho, moving along.
Ah, shit.
Shit. So Blanche's outfit was really cute. Her little Denny's outfit. I don't know what Denny's.
I
She never
love the
put the fucking
hat.
hat on. She was
No,
such
she
a hat
didn't.
tease.
I loved
Damn.
it. It was so cute.
Like she really was working that outfit, you know. The boobs were up and
Okay.
everything. Waist was cinched.
Okay, she looked really
Why does she
cute.
have that? I thought I remember her saying before that was her cotillion dress, but that's not what she
She
said.
said Sweet
And
16.
she can still
And it
fit
looked
that
like her
shit.
Sweet 16.
She was.
No, she said it looked like
Oh, I
her
was gonna
Sweet
say she was a
16 dress.
thick 16-year-old.
No, what the fuck? She said it looked like her Sweet 16
That's weird. So she
dress.
went and got that made to wear for her father,
Yeah,
this
because she
sexy
said that it was
dress.
his favorite. Was you paying attention?
But that's not appropriate. Your father likes to see you in this sexy dress from your childhood.
It's not a sexy dress. No, like, why are you making it this?
I'm just saying, that's a little weird.
She was just saying that that was his favorite dress that she wore for her sweet 16 because she looked so pretty and, like, you know, a baby doll and all this.
Sound like some flowers in Big Daddy's attic.
But all right, so we're going to move right along.
I ain't never seen that or read it, but, you know, what? I got the gist. Flowers in the attic.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe that the neighbor was acting like that.
They should have whooped his ass walking up in that fucking house.
Okay, about like that tree filing.
The fuck he thought this was.
Okay.
But I wish we had gotten to see them again. I like that little dynamic.
Yeah, it was cute.
Not appropriate, though, earlier when Dorothy was like, them old cotton fields. Not appropriate, Dorothy. Not at all. You would not pass the vibe check from Black Blanche, a.k.a. April Kimball. Check her out. A little shout out. Plug it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, April.
What was with Dorothy in that cup? She couldn't stop sipping that shit. I was entranced. We used to have those cups as a kid.
When Big Daddy came in and started talking to Sophia about being an Italian woman, he was like, you need boots to listen to this guy. What kind of boots?
Galoshes, probably.
No, but like, I don't get the joke.
Like, because he's full of shit.
Oh.
Right under the buzzer.
Yeah. So you don't step in the shit. You need boots.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm going to start saying that.
You know who else needs boots? The green M&M. Why did they take away her little sexy boots, gave her them little busted ass gym shoes? She used to wear some little sensible pumps, but now it's nothing but that. Not to sound like Tucker Carlson, because it's not like I need my M&Ms to be sexy, but why she gotta wear them fucking orthopedic shoes? Like, she couldn't have something a little stylish?
Like, that's didn't she attractive. Have, like, fishnets at one point or something?
Yeah, she had a lot going on.
The Mandela effect.
No, I think she had them. And then the brown
she
one.
She was, like, the sexy Eminem.
I think the brown one got gym shoes, too. Let me see, because they be changing sometimes. They be sensible shoes, you know, for the most
part. How did we get to talking about Eminem?
I don't know, but Vanessa Williams is the voice of the brown Eminem. Okay, see. She got some nice little church lady pumps.
She
got
the little white ones.
Yeah, a little Usher board. Why they got Sophia pulling weeds? What type of shit? Her old ass.
Okay, I thought about that. That's
and don't they have a gardener?
That's what I thought. The little Asian man, right?
Yeah, him. And then they had another guy, Mr. Matsumo or something. Maybe that's the same person. But no, that was a different guy because she said Bonus Diaz Fernando because Rose thought he had a weapon, a swarthy man. Racist. Also, why are they so worried about the tree at Blanche's house? Like, you're renting it, so then it gets you to do what you.
Because they're still in a way if they want to sit out there. So, but you
they,
know, it's
they couldn't let her handle it. They talking about, oh, we'll I split mean, it. Split what? I'm renting.
That's, well, we don't know what type of rental agreement that they had, if they was, you know, splitting everything or just paying rent or whatever.
Clearly, she was a slumlord. They got to pay for roofs and all types of shit.
Yeah, so we don't know what type of agreement that they had. And then they became friends. So does the business agreement you entered in before you knew who these ladies were still go into effect? Or is it different because y'all friends now? You know what I'm saying? Like,
sounds like a scam.
Ooh.
Blanche the scammer.
Not a scam.
Because she didn't want to be co-owners, but she wanted to make them do all this shit and pay her rent and her mortgage and all that. Like, what type of leases
can
they
you pay
having?
My bills? Can you pay my cell phone bills?
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yep, hits and dusties. We should be radio DJs.
Radio DJs, that'll be
yeah,
fun.
We need a morning
I would like
show.
A radio show. Baron and K in the morning.
Yeah. We got Courtney with weather.
Okay.
Hope you don't need the temperature too quickly. It might take a minute for you to get it, but you gonna get it. All right. Shit. Somebody give us a show.
Okay.
Who got a radio station?
Podcast show. We'll do a show.
Tyler Perry needs a radio network or what they call them, channels. Whatever it is.
Okay, you know he bought BET and VH1?
Right, so he needs a radio station. And you can give us the job. Okay, but I'm not trying to film 98 episodes over 3 days. Because I know you like to do that shit. I ain't trying to do that.
Okay. Clean them.
All right. How you doing, Tyler?
Okay. Do you like the Golden Girls?
Yeah, put me in the next Madea movie.
Okay.
I'll bring my own wig, though. So.
Nah, not you asking for a job, but criticizing his craft.
I just don't want to go out like that. That's all.
They got better. You don't even know. She had a very nice lace front in the last couple movies.
Madea had always be late, but what was that movie with the lady from the Have and Have Nots? Her name was Grace. A Fall from Grace.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, her wig fell from Grace too. It was a terrible.
Ooh. Wow.
But put us on there, Tyler, Mr. Perry. We met at the Bud Billiken parade.
Did you? You ain't been to the Bud Billiken parade in years.
All I said is I met him. I didn't say I just met him.
You said at the Bud Billiken parade, though.
Yeah, I did.
Do you know how many years ago that was?
Don't they still have them?
They do, but I'm sure you haven't been to one.
You don't know where I've been. I thought the B story was the garage sale until that happened with the tree. I really forgot that was this episode. But I think what the garage sale, I think that's the episode when Lily comes, the blind sister of Rose. And then that was the other story. And Dorothy didn't want to get rid of her.
The B story was the tree.
Stick. Not Scout. Well, Scout's not a stick. You know what I'm talking about. It's a hockey stick. It'll make sense to Chris from Golden Girls posters.
Okay. She was like, Scout? You gave away Scout?
You know where Scout is? That's some sad shit. Damn.
No, the B story in this episode was the tree falling in the yard. Sophia putting the curse on the neighbors. Yeah. I was saying when Big Daddy told Blanche that he wanted to be a singer, the way she acted, you would have thought he said he wanted to be on OnlyFans or something.
Yeah, she was real pressed.
You know what I mean?
I'm shocked she didn't do her usual, you're going to embarrass me.
She said, I won't let you make a fool of yourself, basically.
But she wasn't as dramatic as she usually is with that shit. Like,
did when she got the I'ma forbid you part.
But, like, Rebecca couldn't have her baby there because all of Atlanta will know. But she didn't mention that to his ass. But Sophia looked like she was finna beat Mr. Barton's ass.
Okay. Her little stance looking out like she was gonna do some shit, old ass.
A fucking evil eye. And how would Dorothy get a copy of the property map as a renter? What type of shit is their clerk's office doing?
That's public information. That's public information. Like, if I wanted to look up somebody's address, it's in, you know, like, it's public information. You can look up the PIN number, and it tells you whatever you need to know. Who's the owner and everything.
That's not safe.
So, if people really want to do something or see your identity, it's not hard because certain information is public.
Well, they don't know where I am right now.
No, they don't know where you are right now.
Exactly. Coming to you live from where I'm at.
I'm at. Okay.
I'm going to have to ask her to be on the show. I think her name is Georgia.
Okay.
Georgia.
Asked her, do she like Golden Girls?
Oh, well. So B wore this same, the second outfit. That was her season 5 promo pic outfit. I guess she must have really liked that.
Mm.
But what Denny's is Sophia going to where they dressing like that?
I thought that's what the little uniform used to be, something similar to what she had on.
Not from what I could see.
Like in my childhood, I feel like I remember the waiters or waitresses having those like turquoise, you know.
I think that's dresses. Mandela.
Is it the Mandela effect? Yeah. Damn.
I don't know how people eat at Denny's. That is the lowest form of food on earth.
Yeah, I don't like it. I used to didn't like IHOP for a while.
So. IHOP be bussing, as the kids say.
Yeah, IHOP is
the only time I went there, and it was once in high school, and I got a root beer float, and even that was nasty.
Damn.
It's the one by River Oaks, which I don't know how it's still open.
That one is terrible.
I cannot imagine eating there.
It's terrible.
Listen, mouth. I like that. I'm gonna start calling people that.
I'm gonna start doing that to people.
She should have said, "I'm gonna get my daddy." And I prefer
what she was saying?
Big Daddy 1.0. I prefer him. Big Daddy looked like the KFC guy, and this is how Rue McClanahan's brother-in-law was dressed at Golden Con. So this is why originally I thought that he was doing like a cosplay, but then I got the impression that was just how he dressed. So people really do dress like this.
Mm-hmm.
I had never seen it before other than Big Daddy. Fret None, love that.
Mm-hmm.
And Betty White did have Dinah Shore's hairdo. Damn, that's a lot of notes to read.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna try.
Mm.
I'm gonna just copy and paste them. Put them in the thing. They can follow along.
Well, my notes towards the end of the episode now, I was saying that I was like, now she slashed her husband's tires.
Yeah, that's wow.
She was doing all the stuff to him to make it seem like the curse was working. Not just slashed his tire, though.
That's a toxic relationship.
No, but he didn't know it was her. Cause, you know, she was, well, still, because why you can't just tell your husband you being stupid? You know, why you got to do all
that? I like how he was manhandling Gladys.
Okay.
I didn't like that at all. They should have had another episode with her as a domestic abuse victim.
But they used to do that back in the day.
Yeah, like, I'm surprised now that I think about it. The only time they really discussed that a little was with Rex, because he grabbed Dorothy.
Let go of me.
Had her hemmed up. Shit. God dang.
Let go of me.
She could have whooped his ass. I was like, what the fuck? They never really covered that. And she could have been a good example, because if that's how he treats her in front of them, how does he treat her in private?
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Thankfully, I've never been in a domestic situation, but I've seen that they are something that's...
Thankful for you and for him. What's up?
Anyway, Dorothy told the neighbor wear his shorts when he go outside with his robe on.
She ain't trying to see that thing banging.
That little thing.
It's probably just a boil.
Damn.
So.
And I was like, not they cancel Big Daddy shows. I'm triggered.
I ain't even think about that. Damn. Damn. Are we Big Daddy? Damn. We just sold Twin Oaks and everything. Shit. Damn. Well, hopefully he still got paid like we did.
I'm going to name my house Infinity Hearts.
Infinity Hearts.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep, I'm naming my house Infinity Heart.
Mm. That's a name.
Yeah.
That is a name.
Thanks. I just came up with it right now.
Let's stick a pin in that and maybe, you know, circle back to it later and see how we feel about it.
That's what it is. I figured that's what it is.
Oh.
Per usual, Blanche, you know, is projecting her feelings on Big Daddy's goals and dreams and aspirations because she thinks that he's making a fool of himself.
And I really think we need to analyze this infantilization that comes over Blanche when she's around her father, using the baby voice and things like that. Like, does that seem a little odd to anyone else here?
No, I thought it was cute. I thought it was cute how she retreated back down to a little girl, because a little girl loves her daddy. Well,
seems a little inappropriate to me.
No, why? That's dad. You're your dad. Like, you know, if you got a really good daddy, he makes you feel all warm and fuzzy inside, even when you grown. I would think. Perhaps. I would absolutely love my daddy. I'd probably act like my kids act to me, to my daddy, if he was still with me at my big age.
Well, everybody listening, let me know how you feel about that. Hashtag so good we named it, and answer this question for a chance to win.
To win what?
They get to spin.
Oh, spin.
Yeah, spin to win. So that's nice that she was going to go call her sisters, since they typically don't be fucking with each other. But I guess when it comes to Big Daddy,
she's calling her sisters as if her daddy is out of his mind or something. Like, it's not that serious.
I mean, if that just seems so out of his usual behavior, and, you know, since he's older, especially him selling the house, which, how did nobody know that? Don't the rest of them live in Atlanta? And doesn't everybody know Big Daddy? Like, news didn't travel? What the hell?
What are you eating?
Who, me?
Yeah.
A cupcake.
Why are you saying it like that? A cupcake.
Oh, was that how I like sound?
I'm like a whole auntie on your Loretta Devine shit. Mm-hmm. A cupcake. Like, why would you say it like that?
I don't need it anyway, big as I am.
Oh, shit.
What if he made Chris from Golden Girls poster? He's remade Waiting to Exhale, and it said Waiting to Inhale Her Next Cheesecake, and it had Dorothy and Blanche's faces on there.
Aww.
He's so funny.
I love his artwork.
Yeah, I bought some of his stuff. No doubt of mine is selling her stuff. So it's still nice that she was going to call them, since they typically are seen as not getting along, but they can come together for Big Daddy's sake. I guess Clayton doesn't get to be in on the call. Or Tad.
Who?
Tad, the one we did the episode about, that rode the bus from Tennessee, that was special needs.
From Golden Palace.
Yes,
your
favorite.
But then nobody know about Tad. You can't even bring him up.
Oh, well, spoiler alert, 30-some years later. And Blanche was just being a hater. She was being like Cheryl Lee Ralph in Sister Act. Like, she just did not want Big Daddy to be great and get his singing life. When Big Daddy sings, he sounds like Bev Bighead.
No, he didn't. He didn't sound good, but he didn't sound like Ed Bighead.
Ed, it ain't got to run with me for long. Yeah.
Hello, Rocco.
Shit. Oh, once he started talking more about it sounding crazy, I was like, okay, yeah, maybe Blanche should have tried to convince him not to do it because he stinks. I love the, don't you sass me, Missy. They also want their parents to do what they want them to do all the time. Let these people live their lives. And Dorothy has on my Big Bird house coat. And I loved her pajama pants. Of course, she was barefoot in the scene, as always. I saw somebody letting their toddler walk through the parking lot barefoot today. Anything could be on there.
What?
Yeah, child. They really did cause a scene. It reminded me we were at this timeshare for Christmas, and my cousin said something about, that's just what gay people do. And I was like, that's just what gay people do. That's just what gay people do. And everybody woke up. Yeah, I don't really fuck with her like that now. So you forbid Big Daddy. I don't remember this story about Rose's father, but maybe he really was a little person, like in that dream sequence, if he was so small that he could fit in there. Because all she said was, I don't remember Daddy being this short. But that doesn't mean he wasn't still a little person, because they have different types of dwarfism. And some of them are taller, like Money from Little Women Atlanta. What do you know about a good time? Who said that? I wrote that down. Who said that?
Sophia.
I don't know. Who said it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you know about a good time? I don't know what that's about, but I did put Sophia gassy ass. Don't be eating that asparagus. She can't eat nothing. She can't have corn, asparagus. She's on a limited diet. Although that's shit I can't eat that I used to be able to eat. You never think it'll happen to you. What is it I can eat now that I won't be able to eat later? Ice? Mm-hmm. I don't even eat ice, so ha! Dorothy's last outfit was kind of cute. Big as fuck. Fucking 5X. But I like the color. It's giving smile.
Beautiful gown.
Yeah, beautiful curtains. It was cute though. I like the earrings. That guy was the waiter. His name is Gary Grubbs. He played Harlan on the first 12 episodes of Will and Grace before the character was phased out.
Thank you for this fun fact from your TV guide.
Yep, that's me.
Cause what?
Give us a break, would ya, Mac? She ain't want to hear that shit.
She was so aggressive.
Oh, shit. That's one way to deal with it. Maybe that's why men never come up to her, because they're afraid of her, which isn't her problem, because they shouldn't be afraid. But maybe that is why. Maybe it's not because she's not good looking. She's just intimidating to men.
I mean, she looks intimidating. Right. She's 6 feet.
She just looks the meanest. But I feel like maybe that's why. So the girls be dragging her like she's ugly, but it's just men are afraid of her. That's a little better. Would you care if men didn't like you because they were intimidated?
No. Okay. Women don't like me because they're intimidated. But I'm not. Is it that I'm intimidating or they're intimidated?
When you said women don't like you because they're intimidated?
Yeah.
What they intimidated by?
I don't know. Like my personality or something.
Oh.
Because like initially when I'm from, well, and like initially when I meet other women, they kind of be like standoffish in a way until like they see me interact with other people. They're like, oh, I thought you were, you know, like mean or something. Like,
well, maybe they just think you look like a bitch.
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Intimidated.
That's not the same. That's not the same.
Yes, it is. Because if I don't look like a bitch, then you're intimidated because you, in your mind, I look like a bitch.
But if you look like a bitch, that doesn't mean I'm afraid of you. That just means I don't want to deal with you and your bitchiness.
But intimidated doesn't mean afraid.
To me, if I'm intimidated, it's because I'm uncomfortable, uneasy, unsure.
Okay, maybe unsure is a good synonym, but not fearful.
I don't know. Let us know in the comments, guys. Let us know. We got a lot of work to do today. Get your notebooks out. This episode of So Good We Named It is sponsored by Mead. So, what are they doing?
Who?
Mead.
I don't know. Making school supplies?
Like, who needs those anymore? Especially with kids.
My kids. Remotely. I just ordered some school supplies that was on sale. One of my notes, my last note was the fact that Big Daddy told me that she was his favorite.
The set, the dressing room was the same set from the actor episode, but why would this dive bar have this full dressing room?
If they was really big on live entertainment or whatever, it would make sense.
I don't know, that was real fancy.
Like if they had shows there and stuff, it didn't seem fancy. It was a regular dressing room. Big Daddy, wanted it to be like a cardboard one.
Yeah, pretty much. Big Daddy should have gone to be with Mammy. That's what he needed to do.
Okay, why didn't they do that?
Oh, no, child.
Oh, no, because Big Daddy had passed away. And then that's when Mammy came to get the music
right, box. So, but after his wife died, he should have gone to be with her then.
He went to go sing and see.
You know who this is?
Mammy.
Right. People had some really interesting answers for who they thought that was. I'm like, what the hell episode you watching? But nice try, everybody, though. Good sports. Okay.
Do you have any final thoughts for this episode? Did you get through?
I'm actually trying to Sandman me off the show. Wrap it up.
I had an hour of time to dedicate.
Oh, hard stop. Mammy guessing hard stop, game. But,
you know.
I don't know what that means. What's a Mammy guessing game?
What?
I don't know.
What the Mammy guessing game. The thing you just showed on Instagram.
Oh.
Lord Jesus.
They have this whole thing, and she does it again next year with the Big Mommy episode. Jeez, Blanche, get it together. There's a part in the episode where you can see the backdrop, and it makes it look like the lanai wraps around the whole house. I've never seen that before. Check it out, everybody. Anyway, we want to thank everybody for coming today.
Yeah, we want to thank you for joining us. Thank you for hanging out with us. We want to also thank you for listening, and thank you.
You promised me you won't fret none, but there's all new episodes of So Good We Named It coming soon. Make sure to follow So Good We Named It at So Good We Named It on all social media and check out the So Good We Named It Etsy and give us a 5-star rating and review wherever you listen to the So Good We Named It podcast. And don't forget to come to the Golden Girls Kitchen on July 19th in Chicago from 6:30 to 8:30 to see us live, hopefully, and go to the Bucket Listers website for tickets. And as always, thank you for listening, and thank you for being a friend.
Oh, man. This is scary.
You did too much? Why would you do so much? Are you by yourself? Like, to be paranoid.
I was scared early. Every store I went into was empty. I thought I missed the rapture. It's like, what the fuck is going on? And one store was really creepy. It was a resale store on the side of the road, like some Hills Have Eyes shit, and nobody was in there. And then I look in this dark back room, and it was like, oh, more stuff this way. I'm like, oh, that's real inviting. And there was all these, okay, like, rusty chainsaws and shit lined up. I was like, maybe I should go.
Okay, that doesn't seem like the store that you should be in at all.
Mm-mm. Not at all, honey. And I went to JCPenney's. It's like my cupcakes, but look at it. Can you see that? It looks like it's from the 70s.
I can't see that. Turn the background off. Is that me and you?
I don't know how to do that.
Okay, never mind. Don't worry about it. What's that? All JCPenney's.
And I saw another mall yesterday that looked just like this. But everything was on the opposite side. Even the stores across the street from the mall. I was like, what the fuck? And when I went to JCPenney, it was so huge. It was scary. And nobody was there. And then the escalator didn't work. And then the elevator was down this long hallway where everything was empty. Like the optical was closed. The customer service was closed. The photo studio looked brand new. But nobody was over there. And then I pressed the elevator button.
It was probably an optical illusion. You'd have walked into somebody else's timeline.
And then I pressed
the... And they didn't finish developing the mall on the Sims.
That's what I felt like. I felt like them fucking Grand Theft Auto people that be grabbing the doors too hard and shit. But the elevator was taking forever to come up, and it was making all this noise. So I was like, I'm just going to go down the stairs. And out of nowhere, this soldier is right behind me. And he's like, oh, is this the way down? I'm like, what the fuck? Was like, I guess so. And I wanted to say, I'm sure you'll protect me. But then I was like, I shouldn't just assume because he has a uniform, he will protect me. And then people would be like, yeah, you don't like the troops, but you want them to protect you. But then I was thinking how a lot of people in the armed forces are very violent and have domestic violence issues a lot, like police officers do. This is a good cupcake. But I was saying, oh, was that my idea about the cupcakes? I was at earlier. But you should have a little thin thing of cupcake, a little bit of frosting, another thing of cupcake, and a little bit of frosting.
Okay.
Okay. Not quite the feedback I was looking for, team. But go ahead and notate that. All right. Well.
Did I tell you I got my nose pierced? That day?
You did?
I went and did it.
What does it smell like?
It doesn't smell like anything. And I got my ear pierced. I got two holes up here. In my ear.
Wow. I should get some holes. Yep. Nice try. You ever think about how so many things, if everybody was like you, these companies would go out of business because you don't want that shit anyway? Mm-hmm. Or like shit that you like. Like if they were expecting me to decide if we're going to have the Super Bowl, we wouldn't have that shit because I don't look at that. But everybody else likes it. Why can't people do what I want to do?
Because it's an entertainment business.
But people should like what I like.
No.
Makes sense to me. Not to say that, I don't know, is this how Trump got started? But that's just what I would prefer. Doesn't have to be like that, though. Mm-hmm. I just like things my way on some Frank Sinatra shit. Shouldn't have taken that. Just like the safety things on pills. That was only because of Tylenol murderer, which was in Chicago, and he still has not been caught.
Thank you for that.
I'm a wealth of knowledge tonight.
Thank you for that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know who.
Just like somebody keeping Arby's in business.
Well,
they bring like their fries. Steak fries.
They need to pay, though, for that lady getting trapped in a freezer. That was fucked up.
Who got trapped in a freezer? Who the fuck? Who did that?
Nobody did it. The door was broken and they knew it and they didn't fix it, but she didn't know it because she wasn't usually at that store. So she got there early and was stocking and got stuck inside, and she was like bloody and stuff from her trying to claw her way out. That's fucked up because they knew that it was broken.
Damn.
Yeah, so why are we talking about this?
I don't know. We were talking about Denny.
On a very dark episode of So Good We Named It. Shit. Golly. People are like, how did we get here?
I don't know. Hold on.
What the fuck is going on over there? Well, everybody, it's my show now. Welcome to So Good I Named It. Starring me and only me. On today's episode, y'all are gonna listen to me eat the rest of this cupcake. We're doing a mukbang or something. This is good. But they need to have like multi-layer ones, like little whoopie pie type thing, because the frosting is too high. You can't really do anything with that. So they need to split it where it's a little frosting and a little bread, a little frosting, a little bread. Mm-hmm. That's what they should do. But what do I know? I'm no baker. What was I talking about? I said something really profound and you left.
I didn't go anywhere. I was listening.
So what did I say?
I don't know.
Well, damn, me neither. Somebody let me know.